I am so excited about this week's show.
And the opening cut we're going to play is could wind up being both of our number one albums of 2016, February.
Exactly. In fact, I was going to ask if we could do something we don't normally do, which is I want to introduce you introducing the first song. And I will introduce you introducing the first song by saying I want everyone to just stop whatever they're doing. Give us your undivided attention because you're going to remember this moment as the first moment you heard this new song from Car Seat Headrest.
I have nothing else to say other than good Lord.
Yes, that's a good way of summing up this song.
So for those of you who don't know, Car Seat Headrest is the work of, well, sort of one fellow by the name of Will Toledo. And Will has a great band now. But when he was a kid, not that long ago, because he's only 23, he would start making his records in the back of his parents' car, hence the name.
Car Seat Headrest.
And he's made, this is his 12th album. Ladies and gentlemen, what have you been doing with your lives? He's 23 years old. His 12th album, 11 original albums. He did one record on his first debut record on Matador, which came out recently, is a sort of a collection of songs he did on his previous 11. But this album that comes out sometime late spring is his first new album for Matador and one of the most exciting records we have ever heard. So,
hands down.
So let's play this by Car Seat Headrest. It's called Vincent.
Strap yourselves in.
Thank you.
Sorry, the show's just going to go downhill from here.
And that's just one song on this record, right? I mean, you hear this song when you're listening to the full album and you think, where's he possibly going to go? And then the next track just punches you in the face as if to say, pay attention. You know, there's this, I'm doing all the yammering about your own pick. Just, I'm so excited about this record. But, you know, there's this technique when you write fiction where you set up a conflict and you put your characters in that conflict. And then you say, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And you make that happen. You say, now what's the worst thing that could happen? Now, it's like he did the exact opposite. At every step of the way in this song, he said, now what's the best thing that could happen in this song? He takes it. He just continues to build. It's just staggering.
So Car Seat Headrest is the band, and Will Toledo's the guy. We have a video for Vincent, which is the song, and that video is up online today. And
this
we
record,
could kind of go on.
I have been. I can tell by the glazed look in people's eyes when I get into my third or fourth hour of talking about how great that record is. I do think, honestly, I'll go out on a limb and say that it's the kind of record I could see a generation from now, people still being obsessed with, like Nutrimilk Hotels and the Airplane Over the Sea or mm-hmm. something like that. It's really that good.
It opens in the way Television would open, the band Television, that guitar line stuff.
Yeah.
Man, those are classic records, too. We're going on, aren't we? We did it again.
Anyway, Car Seat Headrest. Wow.
Oh, and he annotates all the words to the song in this blog post that we put up with the video, so you can like read what inspired the words and read the words.
Oh, nice.
We're still going on.
Yeah. All right, well, look, I got a new band from Brooklyn. They just signed with Saddle Creek. They're called Big Thief. Big Thief is the band. Okay. Sharon Van Etten is a big fan of theirs, actually. She tweeted out her love for them recently. They remind me a lot of Waxahachie, or maybe like Angel Olsen or something. Mm-hmm. That's sort of this music that's tough but not hard, sort of sharp around the edges and soft on the inside. Big Thief will be putting out their debut record later this year, but this is the first single, and it's the title cut from the record. It is called Masterpiece.
Years, days, makes no difference to me, babe. You
the song Masterpiece from the record Masterpiece in the band's Big Thief. The masterpiece in this case is actually our very existence. It's life itself, this exquisite thing that we have that is a complete, utter mystery to everybody. Adrian Linker is the lead singer and songwriter of the band, and she says that the song is about a lot of things. She says it's about being born and knowing who you are when you're a baby, and then you lose it, and then the struggle of trying to get back there again, the constant process of letting go, and the masterpiece of existence where everything folds back into everything else. I feel that constantly, you know, just how everything is connected and constantly looping back into itself. And
it's the brain in the jar.
It is. It's the brain in the jar. Anyway, we don't have a release date for this one yet, but it'll be sometime this spring. And again, the band is Big Thief.
How about we open the door and let this guy in?
Well, I think it's safe to say that NPR Music's Daoud Tyler Amin has never met a power pop song he didn't love.
So we're going to rock out some more?
Yeah. Would you think that's fair?
Oh, my gosh. What a challenge that is.
Think of one power pop song you don't love.
Well, okay, but where words are important.
Okay.
Yeah. Often the rhythm of the song is dependent on the guitar player, who is often the singer.
True or false?
That's fair.
It's not bad. You want to list a few?
Sure. Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah.
I think of Adam Schlesinger as the heart and soul of Fountains of Wayne, even though he's not the singer.
Yeah. What about even like groups like, am I thinking Hospitality?
Ted Leo. Or... You're a big Ted Leo fan, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a great... You know what? That's weird. Like, I never think of him as a power pop dude, even though he's obviously like so totally indebted to all of that stuff.
I think so, yeah.
But it's like power pop. I guess the thing about it is that like it tends to be like more melodic, right? And less like riff-based necessarily.
Absolutely.
And I think of Ted Leo as a really
riffer. And
fairly
stark, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
All of which is to say you're here with some great new music from a band called
Tancred.
Tancred.
T-A-N-C-R-E-D. Robin, I'm sure you remember this. A couple of years ago, around this time in 2012, we were getting ready for South by Southwest, and we got this record in the mail that we sort of slowly watched take over most of the office. It's by a little Minneapolis group called Now Now.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Is this related to Now Now, then?
That's right. This band Now Now put out a record in 2012 called Threads that had all of these beautiful, sad, thick synth sounds, very Pedro the Lion. And we loved it so much. You loved it.
Yeah,
I loved
totally.
It. I remember all of these people in the office. And we haven't had a follow-up. It's been 4 years. I was really kind of hoping this would be the year. But what we do have, I'm so happy for, Jess Abbott, who's one of the singer-guitarists in that band, has her own solo project called Tancred, and this new record called Out of the Garden is just phenomenal. You know, I'd heard some of her previous solo stuff, and it was clear she had a really solid voice. She was able to create interesting sounds, but... Man, something happened in her life because the songwriting has just tightened up so much. It's like everything is super focused, and I'm so overjoyed. This record was co-produced by Anna Warnker from That Dog. You remember That Dog? 1990s? Some of the best power pop, speaking of power pop, that yeah. I think I can think of. So this is a song, the first track from the new Tancred album, Out of the Garden. The song is called Bed Case. Yeah.
we like, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. There's some good music on this week's show.
Get into those hand claps, right? But they don't make too much of it, which I like.
No, you're right. Exactly. They don't make too much of it. If you know the Now Now record, this is not the direction I would have thought she'd go in at all. But what a great direction to go in.
And Tancred, is this their first album as Tancred?
This is their third.
Okay,
but
I missed.
This, to me, feels like a breakthrough. This is, I feel like they'll have a good year.
I think that's a recurring theme on this week's show, too, breakthrough. You know, we've got, you know, the Car Seat Headrest. I think that's a breakthrough record. I think this Big Thief record that is going to be a breakthrough record for them. Thanks, Daoud.
Yeah.
Sure thing, guys.
Let's follow that up with the Coat Hangers. Do you know this band, Three Women from Atlanta?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're a rock band. They're originally a group of friends. You know, they started this whole band back in 2006 as a joke. And, you know, they all assumed the last name of Coat Hanger, you know, like the Ramones. They called themselves Crook Kid Coat Hanger. There was Mini Coat Hanger, Rusty Coat Hanger, and BB Coat Hanger. She's not in the band anymore. Anyway, they played a house show, and they actually did pretty well. And they got asked to play some more gigs. They started recording and putting out albums. And the more they put out, the more people started taking them seriously. And they've got this new record coming out that is just fantastic. It's called Nosebleed Weekend. And I want to play the cut Down Down. That's a mantra I say to myself all the time. It's just the way that it goes, man. You know, not bad for a band that started off as a joke. You know, I was thinking some of the best things in life start off as jokes, like the whole Tiny Desk concert series started off as a joke. Oh, we gotta just come play our desk. And then the next thing you know. Yeah. Anyway, the Coat Hangers from the record Nosebleed Weekend. The song was Down, Down. And that is out April 15th. Just remember, it's tax day. File your taxes. Go get Nosebleed Weekend.
From Coat Hangers.
From the Coat Hangers.
I have a brother and sister duo. Now, you know the group Cult, right?
Sure.
And you know the group Guards, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they are brother and sister. Madeline Fallon and Richie Fallon are brother and sister. They made music as kids, but they never did anything that got distributed. They put out, you know?
Right.
And so downtime from both bands, they've worked and made this song that I'm going to play. And it's quintessential, both of their bands, with that pop and psychedelic and twisted sound that they both do. And it's so good. So I'm going to play this song called Roxy from Fallon, just a single. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, they had a lot of surprises along the way.
Recorded both in a studio in Bushwick, but also in their mom's living room.
Of course.
That's Fallon, the music of Richie Fallon and Madeline Fallon.
Do you know if there's going to be a full record or an EP other than this one song?
Mom's the word.
Mom is the word.
Mom's the word. You have to ask mom.
You know, it's sad. We've come to the end of the show, and I feel bad. Like, we've it just seems terrible to have to end this show. It's been just so amazing.
You just hit rewind and start again. Or is it rewind? I guess it.
Skip yes. back. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I have one more last gem to share with everybody, and that is from Tim Hecker. You know, I guess he's basically an electronic composer. I guess that's what he gets called the most, but I really don't. I mean, I don't know what you call his music. He plays around with so many different sounds and instruments and ways of making sounds. He started off doing largely drone sounds on electric guitars and then running those through various filters and manipulating them. His last album was in 2013, Virgins. It was just a monstrously good record. And now he's back with a new record called Love Streams, and it's very dense like lots of his records. It's built on lots of different layers of sounds like lots of his records. But this one, he uses woodwind instruments. He has a full choir
wow.
who sings on this one. And then, of course, he takes those sounds and just dismantles them. But the new record called Love Streams, the song I want to play is called Castrati Stack.
Ooh.
Castrati Stack. Castrati Stack. And he recorded this in Reykjavik, Iceland, with Ben Frost, an electronic composer from Australia. And Tim Hecker says that they were both in the studio and they were both violently hungover and unable to even speak to each other when they recorded this song.
Oh, I don't know if I want to know that.
That's what he told me.
Okay.
Yeah. I asked for a little bit of info about the song. He said, well, we were just violently hungover. I couldn't even speak. But I do like the idea that your brain is in this state where it can't form words, but it can still make music, and you can communicate with each other that way.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Castrati Stack from Les Streets and Tim Hecker. You're welcome, everybody. I'm sorry. I just really loved all the songs on this week's show.
Hey, we have the Wilco Tiny Desk is up online,
yep.
which is pretty cool. And then we have a secret Wilco 360-degree. If you ever wanted to see what happens around the Tiny Desk, the audience, just appear into it, we'll have that coming up soon, too.
And this is one of those things you, like, play it on your phone and stick it in one of those little cardboard boxes and
you could
around.
Do it that way, you could go on YouTube and you can move it around like a Google Map.
Cool, yeah. Cool, yeah. Very nice.
And we're nearing a decision on the winner of the Tiny Desk contest. I have glazed eyes. I've seen great things.
I watched 125 videos yesterday. I know you've watched many, many more.
Yes.
Some good stuff in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's exciting. Good times. And I'm getting ready to listen to all my Austin music.
I've gotten into the B's.
Oh, very
doing alphabetical again.
Oh, geez.
If your name starts with Z, there's not a chance. I'm not getting
to it.
He's
not going to see you.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Tim Hecker, Castrati Stack from Love Streams.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.